Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, you'll hear our picks for the best of audiobooks and narrators of 2020 in romance. Then we'll have some reviews in romance, including a review of Real Fake by Ali Minuti. It's an Earphones winner read by Jennifer Woodward and Robert Porthole. After that, we'll have Thomas Walken's column, Learning by Ear. His focus this time is slowing down and listening. Let's get right to it. In the best of in romance, we have Blue-Eyed Devil by Lisa Kleypas, read by Brittany Presley. Boyfriend Material by Alexis Hall, read by Joe Jameson. Headliners by Lucy Parker, read by Billy Fulford Brown. The Sinner by J.R. Ward, read by Jim Frangione. And The Trouble with Hating You by Sanji Patel, read by Sonila Nankani. And our best of narrators are Billy Fulford Brown, narrator of Headliners, and Joe Jameson, narrator of Boyfriend Material. And that concludes our best of the best in romance. Now we'll turn our attention to Caitlin Augusta's column Tease and the reviews we have in romance. Tease. In this Tease column, it's all about faking it. To be more specific, this column features audiobooks in which the characters are perpetrating a fake relationship or fake careers as part of their romantic journey. From old favorites like Pretty Woman to new obsessions like The Kiss Quotient, the fake relationship trope bubbles with humor and misunderstandings. In the audio medium, nuances of dialogue and language can be juxtaposed with a character's internal thoughts so as to enhance the dramatic tension of faking it and eventually coming clean. Enjoy the comedy that narrators Jennifer Woodward and Robert Porthole bring to Real Fake when the protagonist admits her writing career might not live up to its billing. Boyfriend Material is fake relationshiping with all the requisite feelings as narrator Joe Jameson tosses out French, Welsh, and British accents. Switching Gears is narrator Chandra Sky's specialty in Like Lovers Do, as Nick and Ben flip from fake girlfriend-boyfriend to the real deal in the charming setting of Martha's Vineyard. Fake relationships in historicals like Would I Lie to the Duke, narrated by Melissa Kingsley, and First Comes Scandal, narrated by Rosalind Landor, play up the arch secrecy of complicated high society masquerades. There's nothing fake about how these new hot romances, so love your listening, says Caitlin Augusta. Our first review today in romance is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is Real Fake by Ali Minuti, an Earphones winner read by Jennifer Woodward and Robert Porthole. Dual narrators Jennifer Woodward and Robert Porthole clearly deliver a cheeky, delightful romance featuring a melodramatic author, Annie Shepherd, and her uptight agent, Henry Higgins. The performance opens with Annie's gossiping to Henry at her husband's funeral. It's apparent that their relationship is coarse, but that changes when Annie confesses to Henry that her work has actually been written by her late husband and she needs help saving her faux career. The campy introduction will hook listeners on the outrageous plot, and Woodward and Porthole are authentic in their character portrayals. But the true charm is found in the story's development from a droll amusement to a sweet and sensible romance. Gina Monti wrote that review of Real Fake by Ali Minuti. It's an Earphones winner, read by Jennifer Woodward and Robert Portal, and it's available from Bolinda Audio for 11 hours unabridged. Continuing in romance, we have Boyfriend Material by Alexis Hall, read by Joe Jameson. Narrator Joe Jameson's performance amplifies the charms of this sweet and funny contemporary romance. Luke, estranged son of an aging rock star and darling of the British tabloids, needs a way to clean up his image for the sake of the charity he works for. Enter Oliver, a buttoned-up London barrister who's willing to pose as Luke's boyfriend. Of course, it doesn't take long for them to develop real feelings for each other. In addition to showing off a whole range of accents, from Luke's French mother to his Welsh co-worker, Jameson ably communicates Luke's vulnerable side, ensuring that listeners will be rooting for Luke and Oliver to figure out their happy ending. Jennifer Dowell wrote that review of Boyfriend Material by Alexis Hall, read by Joe Jameson. It's an Audiophile 2020 Best Audiobook in Romance, and it's available from Dreamscape for 13.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Would I Lie to the Duke? The Union of the Rakes, Book 2, by Eva Lee, read by Melissa Kingsley. Melissa Kingsley narrates a steamy and surprisingly emotional historical romance. Jessica McGail needs investors to save her family business and concocts a simple but risky plan. Adopting the persona of the elite Lady Whitfield, she enters the orbit of the charming and wealthy Duke Rotherby, who falls under her spell. Kingsley captures all the characters with vivid voices and colorful accents that are somewhat comic without becoming outlandish. Her performance balances the story's fun and easygoing humor and the sizzling sex scenes, bursting with tenderness and sensuality. Kingsley's masterful narration ensures that despite being the second in a series, this audiobook also works well as an engrossing standalone. John Murray wrote that review of Would I Lie to the Duke? The Union of the Rakes, Book 2, by Eva Lee. It's read by Melissa Kingsley, and it's available from Harper Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in romance is Like Lovers Do, Girls Trip, Book 2, by Tracy Livesay, read by Chandra Skye. Narrator Chandra Skye's decadent voice brings flair and sensuality to what starts as a fake relationship between two high-achieving roommates with years of unresolved tension as they embark on a Martha's Vineyard getaway. Skye's performance transitions smoothly from businesslike to playful when Nick, a surgeon, agrees to be her roommate, Ben's fake girlfriend, after he helps save her from disaster. Skye nails Nick's easy confidence. Her voice has a low, smoky quality that heats up the nonstop flirting between the couple. There is also plenty of room in her performance for softness as the reserved Ben learns to stand up for himself with Nick's help. This audiobook is perfect for those looking for a romantic getaway delivered by a vivacious narrator. Jessica Coates wrote that review of Like Lovers Do, Girls Trip, Book 2, by Tracy Livesay, read by Chandra Skye. It's available from Harper Audio for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next in romance, we have Chaos Reigning, Consortium Rebellion, Book 3, by Jesse Mihalik. It's read by Emily Wu Zeller. Emily Wu Zeller's clear and dramatic narration transports listeners to a world of interstellar politics and romance. Lady Katharina von Hassenberg is the youngest sibling at High House, and others overlook her, but she hides superhuman strengths. Zeller portrays Katharina's public persona as bright and bubbly, while her inner monologue reflects her intelligence and anxiety over the fate of her family after a deadly attack. In this third installment of the Consortium Rebellion series, listeners learn more about the ongoing war between houses. Katerina gets caught up in the action and is almost killed on an intelligence mission at a rival house. Alexander, Katerina's handsome bodyguard, is portrayed in a gruff voice that warms as the two team up and give in to their desires. Emily Conley wrote that review of Chaos Beginning, Consortium Rebellion, Book 3 by Jesse Mihalik. It's read by Emily Wu Zeller, and it's available from Harper Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks and the 2020 Best of the Best books and narrators for the year. Returning now to our reviews in romance, we have First Comes Scandal, The Rokesbys, Book 4 by Julia Quinn, read by Rosalind Landor. Listeners find themselves in England during the late 1700s in this entertaining romance narrated by Rosalind Landor. Nicholas Rokesby finds himself called home from medical school to marry friend and neighbor Georgiana Bridgerton, who has found her reputation ruined through no fault of her own. Landor's dry tones will have listeners chuckling over the antics of the two butlers from Nicholas's and Georgiana's households. Landor brings alive Georgiana's howling cats as she and Nicholas travel by carriage to Scotland, allowing listeners to easily envision the chaos. Character portraits run the gamut from the lower-class servants to the upper-class protagonists and the childishness of Georgiana's young nephews, providing listeners with a fun-filled listening experience. Stephanie Baker wrote that review of First Comes Scandal, The Rokesbys, Book 4 by Julia Quinn. It's read by Rosalind Landor, and it's available from Harper Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Now we have a few hot picks, which we will give you in romance. Our first one is Jackal, Black Dagger Brotherhood, Prison Camp, Book 1 by J.R. Ward, read by Jim Frangioni. Vampire Nyx finds unlikely help as she searches for her sister in an underground prison. Next we have What I'm Looking For, Boston Classics, Book 1 by Karen Gray, read by Karen White, Joe Arden, and Eve Passeltiner. In this retro 80s rom-com, Kate and Will make business and Shakespeare mix. Next, we have The Care and Feeding of Waspish Widows, Feminine Pursuits by Olivia Waite, read by Maura Sims. London businesswoman Agatha Griffin falls for beekeeper Penelope Ford in this historical romance. Our next hot pick is No Offense, Little Bridge Island, Book 2 by Meg Cabot, read by Piper Goodeve. Molly, the librarian, finds a baby in the restroom and hopes the sheriff can help locate the parents. Next, we have A Sweet Mess by J.C. Lee, read by Natalie Naudis. Baker Aubrey Choi regrets her unfortunate liaison with a food critic. And finally, we have Cold Iron Heart, a wicked lovely novel by Melissa Marr, read by Kristen James and Tim Page. Jeweler Thelma Foy is desired by the Dark Fey King. And that concludes our romance for today. Now we'll turn our attention to our Learning by Ear column by Thomas Walken, Slowing Down and Listening. One interesting outcome of the pandemic is the opportunity it's given us to slow down. Instead of driving to work every day, gathering socially, and going to restaurants and real stores, we have time at home, even with the TV on and people crawling all over each other day after day. there is more time to reflect and recalibrate with the help of a good personal growth audiobook. Audios aimed at helping people with their lives have evolved over the 25 years I've been listening to them. The first audios I heard in this genre were written and performed by motivational speakers or experts in various fields. Reading with bombast, sentimentality, and everything in between, many of these authors sounded like salesmen or preachers pushing advice and prescriptions. Today's personal growth audios can still sound assertive and instructive, but as a group, they are softer, more reflective, more like partners in your growth efforts. When hearing Elizabeth Marshall Thomas's Growing Old, you'll feel like you've been in a conversation with the author rather than hearing a speech. It's a sensitive look at how life has changed for the author now that she's in her mid-80s and needs a mature and thoughtful narrator like Sarah Sheckles to read it. She has the vocal tools and sensibilities to channel the author's perspectives and connect with listeners. Authors Paula Mee and Kate O'Brien take a more prescriptive approach in Your Middle Years, a guide that is very specific about food choices, supplements, and lifestyle options for women. Here, too, the narrator's performance is critical, and Helen Lloyd reads with clarity and an altruistic tone that keeps listeners close and makes them trust her advice. Good listening and bon courage, Tom Walkin. The next five reviews that I read will be written by Tom Walkin. And our first review is The Wonder Switch, The Difference Between Limiting Your Life and Living Your Dream. It's by Harris III, and Kevin Carroll does a foreword. It's read by the author. This audiobook's inspiring advice is focused on adjusting your thinking so that you can regain a feeling of wonder about yourself, your possibilities, and your connection with others. Narrating with sincerity, natural pacing, and a gentle tone, the author, a professional magician and personal growth guru, is a humble person whom listeners will like and respect. He says, "We're born with optimism and an expansive imagination, but can lose both if we suffer losses and trauma, especially when we're young." He weaves into his message stories about the illusions he creates on stage, pointing out that when watching magic or managing one's life, it's what's in our mind that shapes our perceptions of reality. The author's desire to be helpful makes this audiobook wonderful listening and growing. And that was a review of The Wonder Switch, The Difference Between Limiting Your Life and Living Your Dream. It's written by Harris III with a foreword by Kevin Carroll, and it's read by the author. It's available from Zondervan for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Multi-Hyphen Life. Work less, create more, and design a life that works for you. It's written and read by Emma Gannon. Author Emma Gannon's contemplative narration is perfect for her audiobook, which aims to help overworked people who feel unhappy with their lives and jobs. Her relaxed pacing and British accent are part of the appeal, but it's her audible security with herself and her ideas that makes such a compelling teacher. She says we can combine our traditional jobs with activities and side hustles that make us feel more alive and in control. Though she's quite inspiring, she also offers specific ideas on how side jobs, like internet selling, domestic services, and consulting, can create income with the right messaging and internet marketing. With personable writing that connects with listeners, this audio is a catalyst that will help people make their talents and interests a bigger part of their lives. That was a review of The Multi-Hyphen Life. Work less, create more, and design a life that works for you. It's written and read by Emma Gannon, and it's available from Andrews McMeel Publishing for 5.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Alone Together, Love, Grief, and Comfort During the Times of COVID-19. It's edited by Jennifer Haupt and it's read by a full cast. More than 90 writers contributed essays, poems, and interviews to create this historical snapshot of how a group of authors are living through the current pandemic. The writing is diverse in sensibility and form and is enhanced by the performances of similarly diverse narrators who also worked gratis so that income from this production can provide relief for independent booksellers who are economically affected by COVID. These intimate stories of people reacting to a variety of losses are served well by the efforts of these voice actors. Their performances seem animated by a deep well of empathy for writers and audio listeners alike. With the pandemic still ravaging what all of us are used to call our normal lives, this is an audio that will make a lot of traumatized and isolated listeners feel less alone. That was a review of Alone Together, Love, Grief, and Comfort During the Times of COVID-19. It's edited by Jennifer Haupt, read by a full cast, available from Podium Audio for 9 hours unabridged. Our next review in the Thomas Walken column is Your Middle Years. It's written by Kate O'Brien and Paula Mee, and it's read by Helen Lloyd. Irish nutritionist Paula Mee and lifestyle journalist Kate O'Brien combine forces to create this detailed roadmap for giving your body what it needs during the middle years. Aimed at women, it's full of specific information, but listeners won't feel overloaded because Helen Lloyd's pleasing performance has the relaxed tone and professional confidence needed to make the volume of specifics seem valuable rather than overwhelming. She sounds highly knowledgeable, but never pedantic, which creates a comforting atmosphere for taking in new ways to minimize the declines and losses of midlife. Focusing on nutritional choices as a way to manage weight and care for your bones, immunity, heart, joints, and muscles, sleep, sexual function, and emotional health, this audio can be an uplifting first step to kickstarting better self-care habits. And that was a review of Your Middle Years by Kate O'Brien and Paula Mee. It's read by Helen Lloyd, and it's available from Belinda Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening. And finally, we have Growing Old by Elizabeth Marshall Thomas, read by Sarah Shekels. Thomas, the 89-year-old author of books about the social lives of animals and early humans, offers an intelligent and intimate meditation on what it's like to be old. Narrator Sarah Shekels' mature timbre is a good match for the author's age perspectives. In total sync with the author's writing, her whimsy and dramatic flair make listening fun. This audiobook is rich with stories from the author's fascinating life and precious insights that are full of wisdom, strength, and infectious joy. Infused with the author's vast knowledge of how animals and people have handled late-life challenges, this satisfying work is an immersion into the flow of the natural world, a flow toward death that people in their later years can savor instead of trying to control or change. And that was a review of Growing Old by Elizabeth Marshall Thomas, read by Sarah Shekels. It's available from Harper Audio for 6 hours unabridged. And that concludes our Learning by Ear, all the reviews by Thomas Walken. Here's some more listening that Mr. Walken recommends. Becoming Better Grown-Ups, Rediscovering What Matters, and Remembering How to Fly. It's by Brad Montague, and it's read by the author. The Joys and Insights We Gain from Listening to Others. Next, we have Getting to Center, Pathways to Finding Yourself Within the Great Unknown. It's written by Marley Grace and read by the author with a foreword from Sonila Nankani. How the Road Less Traveled Can Help You Become Yourself. Another of our hot picks is You're Doing Great and Other Reasons to Stay Alive. It's written by Tom Papa, read by the author. Stop worrying about yourself. Enjoy life. Next, we have A Better Life, Slowing Down to Get Ahead by Rebecca Smith and Shannon Martin, read by Rebecca Smith. Life is wonderful when swimming with the current. Next, we have Your Day, Your Way, The Fact and Fiction Behind Your Daily Decisions. It's written by Timothy Caulfield, and it's read by Jeremy Arthur. Fresh history and context of your choices you make. Next, we have Adventures in Opting Out, A Field Guide to Leading an Intentional Life. It's written by Kate Flanders, and it's read by Christopher Lakin. One woman's escape from the conventional to becoming herself. Next, we have Uncharted, How to Navigate the Future by Margaret Hefferman, read by the author. The future will be different. Get ready for it. Our next book is The Burnout Solution, 12 Weeks to a Calmer You by Siobhan Murray, read by Katherine Tonkin. How to Stop Overloading Yourself with Imperatives. And finally, today we have Unbox Your Life, Curbing Chronic Complainers, Living Life Liberated, and Other Secrets to Success. It's written by Tobias Beck, read by Seth Podowitz, and it's How Initiative and Optimism Work Better Than Worrying. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when you'll hear the brand new February-March issue of Audiophile magazine. In our next issue, you'll hear hundreds of audiobook reviews by highly qualified reviewers, news about the audiobook world, interviews with narrators and authors, and much more to help you discover the world of audiobooks. So until then, thanks for listening.